That morning and that day was a voting day. And I remember voting that morning. And at the voting site, I got a word from other people who were just coming out of their homes that there was an airline that had hit one of the World Trade Centers.
I was, at the time, the director of the Navy's Damage Control and Firefighting Training at the Surface Warfare Officer School Command in Newport, Rhode Island. And I was in my office at Shaanland Hall there on the base, and we were actually conducting an international course training people from about seven different navies around the world in damage control and firefighting procedures.
I was at a Franciscan Hospital fundraiser. It's a good neighbors event that we do every year. We sell roses to raise money for the hospital, and I got a call from the police commissioner saying that one of the towers was hit and another one was heading for another tower, and he told me I should get back to City Hall immediately.
Hi everyone, I'm Tom Lyons for the City of Boston. The events of September 11th were a generational marker, much like the death of President Kennedy was. No matter who you are, you'll always remember where you were and what you were doing when you heard about those terrible events that day in New York City. Like most big cities, Boston's approach to preparing for large-scale disasters changed pretty dramatically that day. And on this edition of CityCast, we'll talk to two city officials and the mayor about their reflections on September 11th and how it changed the way the city prepares for terrorism and other disasters. Chief Gerard Fontana has been with the Boston Fire Department for 23 years. Now, you were actually part of a contingent in the aftermath of the events of that day that actually went down to New York City. Is that correct?
That's correct. At the time, Commissioner Christian had tried to make contact with the fire department down in New York and was unsuccessful. After talking to Mayor Menino, a decision was made to send down a small group of us, four to be exact, to get down and try to see if we could be of any assistance because of the major disaster that had ensued that day.
How'd you get down there?
We got one of the SUVs, the department SUVs. One of our members, firefighter Neil Mullane at the time, who's now a lieutenant, was a member of the fire department in New York before he came to our department. So he knew how to get us there, and he had some contacts for us. Mayor wanted one of the union representatives as well, and myself and a deputy chief from Division 2 in the city, Robert Dunderdale, were assigned to take the trip down to New York. We didn't go right to the site. We went to fire department headquarters. At the time, they were very, you know, there was a lot of confusion, but they were starting to get it under control. And at this time, they were getting information at just how bad the numbers were of how many of their members didn't make it that morning.
So when did you actually end up at the site itself? Do you recall that moment?
It was probably an hour after we got there. It was complete devastation. It was, everything was coated with 3 or 4 inches of cement and concrete. I mean, that was pulverized. Huge iron I-beams and partial building collapses were just, that's all you saw. That's all you could see was just destruction. As you can imagine, that being a major financial center, there was just hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds of paper just, you know, from canceled checks to stocks to this, all of the stuff that, or all of the businesses that occupied that area. You couldn't imagine the acreage of destruction that there was. It was permeated also by, you know, the smell of death and also just wet and dusty cement. I don't know if you've ever smelled that. I don't think I've ever noticed it either, but I did notice it there. It was overwhelming. I don't think the world has seen anything like that, at least in this country. I'm sure London has seen it in World War II to a grander scale, and I'm sure the European countries and certainly Japan have seen it in this country. I think that was the part that was also overwhelming, that something like this happened here, mm-hmm. in our major city, you know.
Chief, one of the things that people remember about that day is just the outpouring of help from other public safety agencies around the country, regular people, and trade unions that just sort of showed up unannounced at the scene and helped with the recovery effort at Ground Zero. I understand that there's been a new program developed here in Boston with one trade union that could help us be better prepared if we were to face something the magnitude of 9/11. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was one of the obvious observations that we did get from 9/11. And one of the groups that had the most impact was the iron workers. So what we did when we returned from there, we started to work on a partnership program with the iron workers, Local 7. And I got in touch with with their safety officer, a man by the name of Robert Banks, who was very influential in putting this program together. And we worked with the mayor's office, and Mayor Menino was very aggressive into getting this off the ground. And what we did was work with also with Homeland Security, because at the time they were also endorsing these type of partnerships, these public safety, private agency partnerships. And this was the obvious one for us, being the fire department working with issues of rescue and search and things that we do every day. During a disaster, we partner with them for things that they do every day, the cutting of heavy metal, the working at construction sites, communicating with cranes, moving large object with cranes, hauling things in, hauling things out. These are the things that people like Local 7 and the iron workers do every day. It's something I don't think has happened anywhere else, including New York. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty confident in saying that. And it's something that I think is going to work well, and we're going to have a great partnership.
Dealing with those new facts of life after 9/11 has also changed the mayor's job.
Since 9/11, all our world has changed drastically. You know, we have to be cognizant of the fact of terrorism. City mayors and CEOs have to be doing two tracks, one to move a city forward, and the other one to make sure the city is prepared for any eventualities that might happen in the city. And so it's a different world today, and we always have to be cognizant of the fact that the next hour or two there might be a terrorist attack, and we have to be aware of that, and we have to be prepared for it.
If you could speak to how, even as sort of chief executive of the city, when you're looking to hire someone, that the events of 9/11 weigh on that decision as well.
Yeah, when you hire someone today, especially in public safety, you look for individuals who might have some experience in terrorism, biological warfare, or been involved in training or teaching the issues of terrorism and terrorism prevention, and making sure their city or their department was able to handle the situation. So it's a different world when you're looking for public safety officials now. Do they have the experience to help your city make sure it's a safer city than it was previously?
And did that weigh in your decision with the hiring of the new fire commissioner?
Yeah, when I hired the new fire commissioner, I looked at his background. He had extensive background in terrorism, biological warfare, also firefighting training. Matter of fact, he was an instructor in firefighting training and also in the biological warfare and terrorism issue. So that was part of the decision, and his vast knowledge of that field, but also his ability to lead was a factor also. We take all into consideration, and you say, this is a gentleman who can lead our department, and I think we've picked the right man for the fire department at this time in its history.
Commissioner Rod Frazier is Boston's new fire commissioner. Commissioner, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Boston.
Thank you very much.
So you're just finishing up a 20-year career in the Navy. I would imagine that your life in the Navy got a little different. It was a little different after that day.
Yes, it very much was. We really took a hard look at what we were doing to prevent terrorist attack on our nation's infrastructure, not just the Navy, but everywhere we go. And we really changed drastically the things that we do and how we plan for events.
Now, as you come to Boston in this new and very important job, do you think that the things that you've learned in the Navy will help Boston and help specifically the Boston Fire Department prepare?
Yes, I think I will. And the Boston Fire Department, these guys have really already made great strides to be up to speed on defense tactics for chemical, biological, radiological attack, as well as contingency for any type of mass casualty situation. So they're already out on the forefront of training in these areas. I'm just trying to look for ways to make that training a little bit better and bring some of the lessons learned that I've developed over the years into our training.
Thanks for talking to us, Commissioner.
Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, what else, looking at the big picture, what else do you think we've learned in the wake of 9/11?
Well, I think what we've learned as a city is that we have to understand how we work together. How we have to work. We can't work as an island, the city of Boston alone. We have to work with other cities and towns. We have to also make sure the interoperability of communications, that our departments don't work in silos, they work together. And it's about the community, and also making sure our community understands they have to be prepared also. That's why we've done two brochures so far to the community about terrorism. Also, we have different community groups trained and exercises we can do if a terrorist attack did hit our city. And so it's about getting the community, not just one part of the community, but all of the community, involved in the issue of terrorism protection, but also in the issue of making sure if something happened, either natural or unnatural, that we could deal with.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to this edition of CityCast, and if you're interested in learning more about the city's emergency preparedness plans, go to our website at www.cityofboston.gov/emergency.